Hello, it's the 10th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A petition pushed out to the British public on the 38 Degrees website currently has 97,000 signatures attached calling for the ouster of Nadine Dorries as an MP. A spokesperson for the organisation, Veronica Hawkin, said it represented a clear message to Nadine Dorries: we're paying you for this job and we expect you to do it. Meanwhile, the MP for Newark and Bingham in Nottinghamshire, Robert Jenrick, announced that the government would consider a plan to have her removed as an MP from the Commons. This follows on from MP Chris Byant's proposal opting for a similar solution based on an obscure rule from 1801. Miss Dorries, in her Daily Mail column, responded by saying that Mr. Byant was seeking publicity for the launch of his new book. Out of 755 bicycles stolen across Bedfordshire last year, only one in 200 resulted in a criminal charge, according to Home Office data. Keir Gallagher, a spokesperson for Cycling UK, fears that those statistics will put many people off cycling altogether. Former Luton swimming instructor Peter Brown has been convicted for sexually assaulting a male teenager in the early 1980s. Brown, who is now 71, was sentenced to 42 months in jail. Natalie Miller, a detective sergeant with Bedfordshire Police, said, "I commend the victim for his bravery. He sadly passed away before the trial. I am so glad we were able to get justice for him." Bedford in the 21st century is the focus of a new photography book titled Documenting Bedford. The book, curated by Cameron Scrimger, highlights the efforts of nine local photographers to capture Bedford Town Centre's recent years. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.